Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick check of the weather. It's okay. Look at the weather. It's got that little cloudy feel. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think you have experience as a weatherman.
Do I need experience as a weatherman?
I don't know.
Do I need experience as a weatherman? I can say it really fast.
Okay.
A couple things to tell you. I want to make sure that you know the big story that came out today. In case you didn't know, this is right from the Stanford University Research Center. This is not a joke, although it's pretty funny. Stanford University Research Center did a poll, a scientific poll, as scientific as I guess as a poll can get. And here's what they say: ugly people twice as likely to give to Occupy movement. I didn't write this, folks. I promise. So they did this extensive. Why would you even establish this study? This is my question for you. Who establishes a study to find out where ugly people, where are they given stuff? And who's defining who's ugly? Ladies and gentlemen, I know it sounds like I made it up, but I didn't. And I will say this because I want to stay in step with everything that's taking place, just in case you don't know this. But our very own Hillary Clinton, who's we know she's not, we're pretty confident. Yeah. So anyway, here's what happened is she's got a bus going around, San Diego and different places like that. So she's got it wrapped, and so I guess it looks nice or whatever the case may be. And in fact, even our own people in the studio have seen it and so on. So that's interesting. But a KUSI reporter, Dan Plant, was asking some questions about their financial status. And then I guess somebody who worked for Hillary got really mad and kind of went after him was angry at him and called him an obnoxious little man trying to incite things. And then at the same time, Bill Clinton was telling people about the 14 watches that he bought. And my response to that is this.
David, I got to know what time it is.
Yeah. I got 14 watches.
How you doing?
Oh, no, that's 14 likes. That's what it is. It wasn't watches. Oh, I got that wrong. I can't believe it. It's 14 likes I got. 14 watches I don't have. I have one. Mine's from Walmart. It's $29.95. It's the stretchy one. That's what it is. You know how I got it? It was a Christmas present from my wife. You know how I got it? When I was at Walmart and I saw it and I didn't have a watch for a little while, I said, this is the watch I want. It's $29.95. And you know what was great? Is my budget for her budget for me was $30. There you go. Can't beat
score.
That. Score. I think that was a good score. Okay. All right, folks. I want to do a DDD because just in telling those two stories, it makes me feel like I need to be washed or something. I don't know.
And sterilized.
And sterilized. Here it is. Here's the DDD. This is called, it has a name.
I love these.
Yeah. The Right Response. That's the name of the DDD. The Right Response. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. The Right Response. Here's what it is. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. Now this portion is just so wonderful. And there's a couple of songs that revolve around this. Just so wonderful. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. The first thing is the Lord says, whom shall I send? Who shall I send to the people? Who shall I send there? Who will go? And Isaiah's response is, here I am. And I want to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that is the right response. When the Lord is calling out for people to serve in his kingdom, This is the right response. I know it's you. Sometimes you want to be a Christian on an island. You don't want to have to deal with people. You know, it's only the people that Jesus died for. But here it is. The bottom line. Who shall I send? Whom shall I send? Who will go? Isaiah's answer. Here I am. That is the right response. When the Lord is calling for people to take action for his kingdom, our right response isn't, that person can do it for you. That's the wrong response. The right response is, here I am. And then he says this, send me. It's just so great because it's what all of us should be operating under. It's the whole understanding that we need to present ourselves to the Lord. And there's a thought process that goes on. When you wake up in the morning, if you could start the day with a little bit of thanksgiving, thank you, Lord, and with a little bit of presenting yourself, here I am, use me any way you want, your Christian walk would be so rich. It would be so full. If you wake up every day and you start your day by saying thank you, which is really the right way to do it anyway. Because even Paul said, first I thank my God. I mean, first things first. You know, Father out there in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know, the praise and the glory and the honor go first. And then you say, here I am. Use me. Use me any way you want. And then if you do that, I'm telling you right now, you better get an extra seatbelt. I'm just warning you. Because if you say that to the Lord, he will take you up on that. He will utilize you. If you want to be used, present yourself to be used. If you want the Lord to interact with you and you want to see the kingdom advance, present yourself in that place. Put yourself before the Lord in that capacity. This is what Isaiah said. Here I am. Send me. I'm good to go, Lord. I'm good to go. What do you want? And, you know, maybe the Lord would just send you, maybe it's the smallest of things. Maybe the Lord would just have you put your hand on somebody's back and say, bless you, brother. Or maybe he'll have you just smile at somebody. Or maybe he'll have you pray for somebody. You have no idea. Here's the funny part. Christianity, instead of being this dull, boring, rules-oriented religion, it should be this wild adventure with the Lord of the universe, where each and every day, you have an encounter, a divine encounter. And maybe it won't. Maybe stars won't explode and maybe the confetti won't fall from the sky. But you can still interact with God every single day. You can present yourself to the Lord. So this is the call on this DDD, the right response. Here I am. Send me. Here I am. I present myself, Lord. Send me. Wake up, say thank you, present yourself to the Lord, and buy an extra seatbelt so that you don't get thrown out of the car because the wild ride will just be beginning. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, just more stuff. He'd like to come and meet us,
but he thinks he'd blow our mind. Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
It's a very powerful and precise way to fight cancer. Proton therapy targets the cancer while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. Scripps Proton Therapy Center is now open. Call 1-800-SCRIPPS or visit scripps.org/proton therapy.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here, and I have two questions that have to be answered by everybody that has a retirement plan. First, do you know if you're in the top performing funds within your 401k plan? And second, do you have a risk management strategy for the next market crash? Or do you subscribe to the buy, hold, and pray theory of investing? Well, I personally encourage prayer over all of life's important decisions, but I also think it's important to have an in-place strategy that can answer both of those questions questions. Managing your 401k plan is not a dress rehearsal, and in my professional opinion, you must implement a risk management plan if you want any chance at all of ever retiring. It could mean the difference between getting there and not getting there. So if you'd like a real plan in place to manage that 401k or IRA account, call me to schedule your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
A dripping, humid, 92-degree Sunday morning in Caretta, Philippines. Pastor Norberto, his wife, and two daughters ride the tricycle taxi along a rough 8-mile path to their destination, the cemetery. But today is no funeral. It's a worship service for the families who live among the cemetery tombs, Pastor Norberto's congregation. Too poor to afford homes. On this Sunday, the people here praise God for his abundant blessing. 15 chairs donated for the worship service. Praise God. Today, Pastor's wife will lead the singing, the message, the blessing of giving. Amazing. But then, we serve an amazing Lord. We're White Fields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Our pastors need your prayers.
Visit whitefields.org to see their specific needs, read their stories, and pray for them. Because no pastor should be a stranger. Whitefields.org.
Hello, everybody. Alan Thicke here. You know, it takes money to run a country. Your money. And that's why if you owe back taxes, the IRS might garnish your wages. They could levy your bank account, come after your home or business. But truth is, they'd rather settle for less than bother you more. So they have this brilliant program to help if you're behind on your taxes. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. They're offering this to help you solve your tax problem once and for all. You could qualify for a settlement that's substantially less than before these changes. Nobody knows these tax relief programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Their attorneys and agents will work to get you the best possible tax settlement. And they're fully accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The next voice you hear will be your own.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because...
No, my goods will outweigh my beds.
No, I'm sorry, they won't.
Where did you get that clip? Wow. Yeah? Did I just do that the other day? Wow. I say a lot of weird stuff, don't I? Okay, so the horses go on these races. The Preakness, the Kentucky Derby, and the Belmont Stakes. If they win, they get to then race in the Triple Crown. And what the Triple Crown is, for those that don't know, it's the first horse to Jack in the Box. Yeah, we're going to have to do a montage at some point of all of those little things. I mean, that would just be, I mean, how hysterical would that be? Come on, that'd be pretty funny. All right, a couple things I want to cover that relatively interesting, I think are relatively important. You know that Miriam Ibrahim, she has been freed, and according to the latest report, and these change, so until she actually lands or something, I don't believe it, but they say that she is now en route to the United States. So she is freed and en route, and if that's true, now this is coming out of town hall, so I'm assuming it's correct, but if that's true, then we are, you know, certainly thankful, and but I'll give confirmation when she actually lands, because that's what I want to see. Next thing I want to bring up, and this is kind of a weird element, so don't freak out on me or anything like that, but Did you hear that Pat Robertson is the televangelist who's also been involved with some pretty good educational elements. And a lot of people, you know, they stand on different sides. I like him. I don't like him. I like him. I don't like him. I guess one of the things that he just said the other day was somebody called in and asked him from the audience whether tattoos are okay for Christians. And so a lot of people will get into Leviticus 19:28, which says you shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord. Of course, a lot of people believe that that passage has to do with it's an homage to the dead, so to speak. So the tattoo would literally be an homage to the dead, which some of that body art could be that way. But the question is, are they, according to Pat Robertson, tattoos are heathen. They're heathen. So now there's a small little controversy on whether that's true or not. Are tattoos heathenistic or not? Do you know somebody that's had a tattoo? Are they sorry that they got a tattoo? About 50% of the people that get a tattoo turn out to be sorry they got one. That's the stat. You can't change that. But the other 50% are not. And I'm not sure where individuals stand on that. I'm just kind of curious if anybody out in the audience has a thought process on that. Again, Leviticus is a worthy passage to note, but I think the idea of the Leviticus 19:28 passage is not the same as the body art that we're talking about today. But there's other passages like your temple is the body of the Holy Spirit that could come into play. So there's a kind of an argument there. I'm interested to hear what people think. If anybody wants to talk about it, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. If you have a position, I guess, or an opinion, that's fine. And I'm not going to sit there and jump all over you, or I'm not going to sit there and defend it or not defend it or whatever. I'm just curious what people are thinking. Christians and tattoos, does that work or does that not work? Is that a no-no? Is that okay? Is that just something that should be left up to the individual? You know, where is your position on that, and kind of where do you stand in that whole process? It's an interesting question. Would you have any thoughts on that just off the top of your head? You know,
yeah, tattoos? I think it's completely up to the individual. I know many my fellow Christian friends that do have them. Some of them actually are very biblically based, if that matters to anybody. I don't know, but some of them are very inspired. They have to do with loved ones that they've lost. I see no problem.
Yeah, it's different than what they used to do. And I think this is not in the conversation, should be in the conversation. But when it's talking about tattoos, they use that translation tattoo. It's kind of maybe a little misleading in the Leviticus passage, because what they would do is they would cut their flesh and they would twist it and gnarl it, and they would do it. It was literally a self-mutilation process. And that's really what they're talking about. It's like, don't do that. That's a very that's way off. So it's kind of a different angle. But I can also understand people in their position. You know, I've come to this understanding. There are some things in Christianity that are important, but not necessarily black and white. They may be black and white to one individual, but not to another. Now, we're not talking about something that's obvious like homosexuality. We're talking about, you know, whether, you know, eating meat or eating vegetables, or you're talking about tattoos or things of that nature. Or, you know, can you go to a movie? Is it too worldly? That kind of stuff. But if you have an opinion on it, give us a call. I'm interested just to hear what different insights are from people. So if you want to call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473,
So kind of sounds like to me, Dave, that you're maybe like in the middle on it.
I am on this one. And the reason that I am is I don't think it's a good idea for anybody who's young to ever do it. I just think that's wrong. Okay. And I think you need to be a recognized legal adult to make a decision like that. And I'm certainly hoping that that's some kind of law or requirement. I think in that matter, it is probably much more in the intent of the heart. Now, if you're doing it because you're drunk, then it's a bad idea. Okay. I mean, I don't have to, come on. Right? Well, it doesn't matter because I got a Bible. Yeah, but you were drunk when you did it. That doesn't count. So it's got to be more of a conscious, you know, towards the Lord kind of mentality. But some people are going to be opposed. Some people are going to be for it. And I don't have that strong, you know, it's like premillennialism, amillennialism, and postmillennialism. There are great elements in all three eschatologies. There's great points in them. Now, I'm not really, let's say, I'm probably not leaning towards one or the other. I just think that the premillennial has a great element of urgency and of deliverance, and I think that all millennialism has this great sense of steadfastness and going nowhere. And it's just, to me, I think that's beneficial to have the multiple view. I mean, it's really what it is. I call it the manifold millennium view, and manifold means many-sided. That's I see that. And I've studied all three intensively. And, you know, do I think this can happen, this can happen? Well, I certainly hope certain things happen that I understand in Scripture. But if they don't happen the way I say they should, that doesn't mean just because I say they should doesn't mean anything. That's kind of my point, I think, there. You know, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I mean, you know, I love a lot of the different theologies, though. I think they're fascinating to me. They interest me. I don't know why. All right, what we're going to do, I know we got a call. Do you want to extend it? Do you want to take a break? All right, we'll probably what we'll end up doing is we'll take, I guess we'll take, yes, no,
let's
maybe.
Go and take him now. His name is Caesar from Chula Vista.
Okay, have him pop on. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, hello?
Hi, welcome to the David Spoon Experience. What's your name?
Caesar Lopez.
Hi, Caesar. What's happening?
Hi. Hey, I wanted to comment on the tattoo thing. I just wanted to say, I mean, I have tattoos. I'm a fan. And in Leviticus, it's more of guidelines for the Lord's people that he's giving them not to follow the pagan neighbors with cutting themselves unto the dead.
Gotcha. So do you think that it's for a Christian, if a Christian decides I'd like to get a tattoo of the cross on my arm or my back, is that okay?
Sure, it's glorifying the Lord.
Okay, so I want to ask you, can you understand that there's some people might, you know, kind of have a conflict with that? I'm not saying you do, I'm not saying I do, but can you understand that other Christians might be thinking, I don't know, sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get there where they're coming from.
Yes, I can. And again, if it's glorifying the Lord, I don't see anything wrong with it. You know?
Yeah, so it's intent. A lot of it has to do with intent, why you're doing it then?
Right, and like for my kids, if they grow up and want to get a tattoo, I want to know why they're going to get it, what does it mean, you know? Not just get it because it's the trendy thing to do, you know?
Gotcha. Gotcha. Good, I'm glad you called in. I appreciate you calling in and sharing that. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, God bless you, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take our break here, and then we're going to come back. If you want to call in, you're welcome to call in at 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. If you have a point of view, we're not asking for a great theological treaty on this. We're just asking what you're thinking. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, just more. That's what it is, just more.
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Honey, do we have any extra blood to give?
Why?
Because I just got our electric bill and we can't afford it.
Maybe we should look into solar.
How do you look into solar?
Well, I heard that Current Solar will come to your home and do a free review on whether solar can help us or not.
Yeah, well, how much does it cost?
Free, honey. It's free.
Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business with people that are partners, not just client list. So here's what you need to do. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system with your installation when you mention KPRZ. How cool or warm, whatever.
How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
I'm Nicole Sanders, and I'm a Cash Call mortgage agent. I love my job because I do a ton of loans and save my customers a ton of money. Customers like Jim.
I figured I could refinance and save money, but I kept procrastinating. Finally, I called 866-590-CASH, and in about 5 minutes, Nicole told me how much I could save and how easy the process would be. Best of all, their fee was less than $500.
Because we do so many mortgages, we charge just $495 to close any loan, anytime. And our rates can be much lower than what you've got now, like today's 30-year fixed at 4.125% rate, 4.148 APR.
Cash Call is saving me big bucks every month, plus I pulled $100,000 cash out of my house. I should have called sooner.
I helped Jim, and I'd like to help you too. Call us at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, there's this one story. I wasn't going to do it, but I just decided to reread it just real quickly, the headline. And it's just one of those things that I read the story, and I read it like two or three times trying to figure out what were they trying to say. There was a wealthy Chinese man giving dinner for homeless people, and he was chastised for not giving them cash. He wanted to be generous and was thinking of giving them cash, but then ended up giving them dinners. And then the people, this is in New York, and then the homeless people in New York were mad at him because he was thought about giving money, but brought dinners instead. And they got mad at him because they didn't get cash. And I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, entitlements have become to the caviar level is what it is. So it's not a good thing to be homeless. It's not good to be in that condition. But if somebody's going to be generous and buy you food or get you dinner, I'm not sure it's probably the right attitude to turn around and then and go, hey, where's the dough? It's like, is it me? Does that level of expectation seem a little bizarre?
Well, I deserve this.
Yeah, like, where's my, you know, thanks for giving me, you know, food. I would like mine with ones and fives and tens. I mean, what? I don't know. Is that high level of expectation where people are just have this? They're homeless. They're getting charity, and that's an awesome element. But they don't like the charity they're getting.
One of the main reasons why the last election went the way it did. Seriously, the word of the day: freebies. That's it.
Just find that to be a little bizarre. I'm having a moment here. Just bear with me.
Breathe,
people.
Dave. Yeah. In through your nose, out through your mouth.
My nose is all clogged. I can't. But anyway, the point is, you're receiving charity and you're like, no, I would like my charity to come in this format. How is that okay? How is that okay to go, can you please help me out? Can you please? Sure, I'll buy you dinner. Dinner? I wanted a 20. What? How is that okay?
It's not.
There's something wrong there. There's something. Don't you feel fundamentally there's something off in the country when we're doing that?
Well, there's a lot of fundamentals in the country that are going downhill real quick.
Okay, I'm going to go to the Facebook post. Because if I don't, I might cry right here on the microphone. I only have 3 minutes on this, so we got to get rolling. Yeah, that was a fast one. Good job. Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. And somebody, Hosea. H-O-S-E-A, Hosea 6, 6. For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings. Ho, ho, ho! Now listen to that. That is powerful. The Facebook post, the actual posting was yes to mercy and acknowledgement. In other words, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. You know what that means? That means that all the sacrificing was in response to the law, and the giving in the law process was not the key component. God is telling people, look, it, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I don't want you going through religious religiosity rules and the churchianity mentality. I desire mercy. Not these religious acts. I desire acknowledgement, not burnt offerings. I just think if you think of that in the terms of how God communicates with us, he's telling you, you know, of all these things, folks, what I really want is I want mercy to be active. I don't want you to be thinking religious acts are going to solve things. And I want you to understand that acknowledgement of God is more important than burnt offerings. And it's like, well, I got to bring the offering because the temple offering requires it. Well, God requires acknowledgement more than that. He wants you to go, yeah, it's you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. You know, it's like you get into a situation and you try and solve it. That's not really acknowledging God. Then you go to God when you can't solve it yourself. It's beyond you. Now you can't do it. Now you're going to pray. Well, why didn't you start off praying? Why don't you start praying? Not, I have exhausted every possible route, and there's nothing left that I can do. So now I'll pray. And it's like, wait, why don't you go, hey, here's a new situation. Lord, can I bother you for a moment, please? Isn't that the way we're supposed to walk? Anyway, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings. Yes to mercy. Yes to acknowledgement of God. That's much better, much wiser. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, wow, I got something that's going to blow your mind. For your
love. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Aloha, Britt Johnson here. Get fit and healthy with me at Fit Body Bootcamp and Straight Nutrition. Their life-changing deals are a steal at blackfridayanyday.com. That's blackfridayanyday.com.
Hi, I'm John Goodell.
And I'm Paige Sturgeon.
We're inviting you to our new program, Firm Foundations, 3 p.m. Saturdays here on KPRZ.
Your house is much more than just a building. It becomes a home where you build a family.
Home is about relationship. It's about relationship between you and God, you and your spouse, your family, community, churches, schools, and other organizations. Join us for great guests and conversation.
Firm Foundations, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our two-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event coming to the Embassy Suites La Jolla in San Diego, July 18th and 19th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVALS.com.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Liberals seek government bans on therapeutic help for people who want to change from gay to straight. At the same time, they want government sponsorship for radical surgery to change people from male
to female. This is the height of hypocrisy. Yes, therapy will often fail at transforming someone's sexual orientation, but surgery will always fail at changing someone's gender. Dr. Paul McHugh, former chief psychiatrist at Johns Hopkins University, writes that sex change is biologically impossible and cites several long-term studies suggesting that so-called gender reassignment surgery often harms patients far more than it helps them. No, government shouldn't ban the procedure, but shouldn't use taxpayer money to sponsor it either. By the same token, government shouldn't fund controversial reparative therapy to suppress homosexual inclinations, but it shouldn't ban it for those who seek such help. I'm Michael Medved.
The Daily Inside Analysis and Clarity in the townhall.com commentary comes to you from the Salem Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University's San Diego Regional Center. I've made it my life's mission to help people transform themselves so that they may truly serve others. I want to invite you to begin your own transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University's San Diego Regional Center. I want to invite you to begin your personal transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego. The same place noted alumni Miles McPherson, Mike McIntosh, and John Maxwell earned their theology degrees.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right, so every once in a while, our own Professor X sends out a piece of advice or some good thought processes for us to kind of utilize. He sent one out the other day. I didn't get a chance to read it. I'd like to read it today because if I don't, it's going to get further and further away. It's called How to Beat Failure Thoughts. Now, it's a little more businessy stuff, but there's a really good line in here that I want to share with everybody. So let me just read this thing to you. The Los Angeles Kings hockey team won its second Stanley Cup in 3 years by cashing in on momentum. Adversity is usually the tipping point for changing momentum. The Kings had some key injuries a few months ago, and they seemed like a long shot to win another championship, but they played through them, gaining confidence. Adversity presented another chance for the Kings to excel when they fell behind 3 games on the brink of elimination in the series, and then only to come back and win 4 straight to take it. But then it always seemed that they were coming from behind and pulling last-minute victories on the way to the cup. Momentum is another word for unshakable confidence. And I like that. That's a good line right there, folks. Momentum is another word for unshakable confidence. When we have it, we have it. When adversity strikes and we begin to doubt ourselves, then momentum can turn into fear of failure. You see it all the time in sports and everything else. To get momentum on your side, welcome adversity because it is the chief catalyst to building confidence that seems to be unstoppable. And when you take a step back or get off your game, use a verbal IOU to get the feeling back. Here's the key phrase, and this is why I read the whole piece. I've done it before, and I can do it again. And that's the key. The key is when you do something, and you succeed at it, and then you go back at it, and then you fail at it, you must remember, you've done it before, you can do it again. I like stuff like that. Am I the only person who likes that? They're all looking at me like I've lost my mind. All right, so I did want to say this isn't really a food article, Robo, so I'm just letting you know it's not.
Oh, you said food, I'm in.
Well, but it's not really a food article.
Well, I'm out.
They're saying these 4 things are the bad things in regards to the unhealthiest foods that you can barbecue. But after looking at all 4 of them, or not just barbecue, but eat in the summertime. So let me add that in there. But I looked at all 4 of these, and I think I love all 4 of these. So I don't know why they could be bad food. How can it be bad if it tastes so good?
All I know is when you throw the letters BBQ in front or in back of anything, it suddenly becomes good.
Yeah, there's no question about that. That's like, that's almost, you know, it's almost a spiritual. It's not spiritual, but it's almost spiritual. Here's what they're saying. They're saying sugary barbecue sauce is bad. I say no.
I say no way.
I say sugary barbecue sauce is awesome. And anybody who wants to make some for me, you can. That's all I'm going to say because I think it's great. They say mayonnaise-based salads are bad for you. I say no. I say
no,
enjoy your
mayonnaise-based.
Let me point something out to you, folks, just so you can understand this. It doesn't matter what you say. Here's the truth. You have an appointed time from which you are going to pass on. If the Lord tarries and we don't all go up together, there's going to be a specific date from which your clock will run out. You know what? One less steak ain't going to change the date. One more steak ain't going to change the date. The date is the date.
Ohio so, State Ron says mayonnaise might.
Here's another thing they say you shouldn't have. Ranch dressing. I say no, you are wrong. Ranch dressing, good.
I said it depends on the ranch dressing.
Oh, that's a good point. And then the wife will tell you that's specifically correct. And then the last thing they say that you shouldn't eat is fatty steak cuts. Oh, I say
incorrect. Oh, the fattier the cut, the better.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's where a lot of that flavor comes in. So all four of those things they say are bad, I say nay. I vote nay. They are good. I like them.
That list?
Oh, I like
nothing
it.
Nothing bad about it.
Yeah, there's no question on that. All right, let's get into the DDD. People are like, why do you do all this stuff? Why not? That's the best line ever. Isaiah. There you go. For those that don't know, Mannix, a real policeman on TV. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 through 10 says this. This is what the Lord is saying. Now, this is kind of an important element. So this is what the Lord tells Isaiah to do. He said, go and tell this people, keep on listening, but do not perceive. Keep on looking, but do not understand. Render the hearts of this people insensitive, their ears dull, and their eyes dim. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and return and be healed. Now, this is a really interesting portion because from a point of view of election and soteriology, this is kind of the Lord saying to Isaiah, I'm going to send you to these people and you're going to talk to them. But you know what? They're not going to repent. It's not going to happen. And it's almost an indictment against them. The Lord is doing this. But look at what the Lord says. I want you to at least catch what he says. He says, otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and return and be healed. You know what you can take away from this passage in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 through 10? Do you know what you can really take away from this? When you return to the Lord, you find healing. When you come back to God, when you turn, when you're in an area or a situation and you're rebelling against the Lord, when you return to the Lord, you find healing. You can find redemption in him. And so my encouragement, simple encouragement, not even a complex one, my simple encouragement is for you to return to the Lord. Like, in other words, if you're rebelling against God in a particular area, and the area I'm talking about is the one that came to your mind when I just said that, that's the one we're talking about. If you're rebelling in an area against the Lord, return to the Lord in that area. Come back to the Lord. Bring it before him. Lay it before him. Ask him for his lordship. Ask him for his kingship. Ask him to help you. Ask him to heal you. Ask him to touch you. And every time we hang on to these things in our lives that we shouldn't be hanging on to, and don't get the wrong idea. I go through the exact same thing everybody else goes through. It's just these are the answers. I don't use them all the way I need to, but these are the answers. I'm not going to not say them. But the bottom line is, if you come to the Lord in an area that you're rebelling in and you bring it back to him and you say, here it is, man, I'm sorry I'm doing this. I'm mad about it, or I'm stuck in it, or I'm whatever. You come to him and bring it to him and allow him, or maybe say that differently. Maybe you entreat him and in a very wonderfully praiseful way, seek him and his help in this area, he will heal you. And it doesn't have to be an area of contention between you and the Lord. You see, this thing is, we don't give up areas to God for a couple of reasons, not the least of which is there's a large amount of pride in us. There's a large amount of desire of control. We don't want to give it up because, well, I don't want to give that up because, you know, I'm already giving this up. You can't really define Jesus as Lord of your life. Watch this. If he's not the Lord of your life. And that's not just a area. It's every area. And are you going to do that perfectly? No, you won't. But you start by acknowledging, by bringing it to him, by saying, I'm rebelling here. The one thing that I think the Lord has tried to teach me from the beginning in this entire walk that I think I understand somewhat is when you're talking to God, that is the time to all shackles of religiosity must be disposed of. That is the time you are the most forthright and honest, for you are in the presence of God, and there is nothing he does not know. And in him knowing everything, he knows what your heart's saying. He knows what he knows that, I'd give this to you, Lord, but then you'd probably force me to walk righteously, and I'm really not ready to do that. It's like he knows all that's in there. So you come to him, you say, I like doing this thing, it's a bad thing, you got to help me. That's how the Lord delivered me from when I was in drugs. I mean, I came before him, and it was the most honest prayer I've ever prayed. I said, Lord, I like doing these bad things. I like doing them. I need your help not to. And he helped me. And he delivered me, and he set me free. And it was his kindness that did it, and his compassion that did it, and his mercy that did it. And without that compassion, without that mercy, without that grace, I had no chance. I had no chance. But I was honest. So I brought it to him, and he helped me. And he healed me. And that's what we got to do. You bring it to him. You go, help me, please. Listen, he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Bring it to him. Even if it's an area of doubt or disbelief or distrust, anything like that, even if it's an area of jealousy or anger or bitterness, I don't care. It doesn't matter what area it is. Well, you got to go through all this stuff. No, you don't. You get it to God. I promise you, the creator of the universe can fix it in you. I promise. Absolutely promise. Got it? Get it? Good. Going to take our break here so we'll get some more time on the other end. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
ClearNow.com makes sure you pay the right price for car insurance. Real free quotes instantly from top insurance companies. ComparenOw.com, real unbiased comparison.
For over a decade, Christian Solidarity International has been fighting the war against slavery in Sudan, where our Christian brothers and sisters are denied the word of Christ and have been forced into slavery. If you are a business owner and would like to become a business benefactor, your gift of $1,000 will free 20 slaves and rescue them from a horrific existence. They will be reunited with their families, who many of them have been separated from for over a couple decades. It's incredible. And the best part is, once they are free forever. So to thank you, KPRZ will give you 20 selling messages for your business, professionally written and produced. Please call Ron at KPRZ to become a business benefactor. 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210. Please help KPRZ and Christian Solidarity International free 20 slaves in Sudan forever.
Calling everyone involved in music and worship ministry of your church. Yeah, we mean everyone. KPRZ and Thrivent Financial present our first ever totally awesome Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, August 14th at the San Diego Hall of Champions. Because worship's cool, y'all. You'll hear great information about incredible resources, and we don't want to sell you a thing. We want to bless and encourage every worship team and choir throughout San Diego at our free appreciation event. We believe great things will happen when you and others join us on August 14th. We invite your pastor, worship team, and anyone involved in music ministry at your church. KPRZ and Thrivent Financial has a party planned for you that's totally free. Reserve your seat at kprz.com. And spouses, you're invited too. KPRZ and Thrivent Financial's appreciation luncheon for all music ministry staff is Thursday, August 14th at the San Diego Hall of Champions, and is sponsored by Azusa Pacific, Southern California Seminary, and the French Gourmet. See you there.
Are you hurting, anxious, depressed, angry, or stuck in a rut? Are you experiencing troubled relationships, overwhelming stress, or other life problems? Then I recommend my friends at Family Focus Christian Counseling. One of their professional Christian counselors will help you meet life's challenges through God's Word and sound psychological principles. They serve children, teens, adults throughout the life cycle, and couples and families too. For 15 years, Family Focus Christian Counseling has helped thousands of marriages heal. Whether you're newlyweds struggling to make a life together, longtime marrieds trying to recapture the joy and love, or somewhere in between, there is hope for your relationship. Family Focus Christian Counseling is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry offering affordable fees on a sliding scale. Their mission is to serve God by serving others. Start moving toward healing and hope. Go to FamilyFocusCounseling.org. FamilyFocusCounseling.org. Move forward today.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Did I just say national? National? I didn't even say national. I said national. What is wrong with me today?
No, we're local, national, and heavenly talk.
I could have just said local Nashville and heavenly talk the way I'm doing it. It's just
local Nashville and heavenly talk.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. See, I'm just on a roll. And it's not a Kaiser roll either. Here we go. A little bit of history. I wanted to make sure I get this in. On this date, watch this. 1819, on this date, June 26th, get this. The bicycle was patented. Wow. That's amazing. You know how much that patent must be worth? Incredible. Additionally, for those that do not know, the first Grand Prix motor race was held in Le Mans, France. That's for those that care. In 2000, on this date, the first map of the human genome, which required decoding more than 3 billion biochemical letters of human DNA, was completed. Wow. This is like a big science thing. But here's one of the best. Okay, I got a couple of really one of the bests. This is a classic. On this day in 1985, you have never heard this before. You've heard of players, managers, and owners being ejected from baseball games,
yes.
Right? You've heard of that, right? Have you ever heard of an organist being given the heave-ho?
And what was the year?
It was 1985.
As long as it wasn't Nancy B. Hepley, I'm good.
No. Jack Russell Stadium in Clearwater, Florida, the home of the Philadelphia Phillies. During spring training, a Class A league team uses the stadium the rest of the season. Wilbur Snapp played 3 blind mice following a call by the umpire, Keith O'Connor. So the guy played 3 blind mice, right? The umpire was not amused. And Mr. Snapp was sent to the showers, so to speak. So, for all of those people that do not understand, you can actually get thrown out of a game being an organist. Although, I think 3 blind mice would probably be appropriate if it was a bad call. In 1990, and you want to hear the most incredible thing. In 1990, the Arizona Republic reported that it was 122 degrees in Phoenix on this day. Hot enough to cancel some flights at the airport. And I've just moved to Flagstaff like about 2 years earlier. So it was like, wow, I just missed that. So that's kind of nice. All right, folks. So got a couple of things I want to say. I just want to do this. What is that? What?
You're done!
Oh, Harper just got tossed.
That was the actual call of the organist getting tossed out of the game.
Is that really it?
It really was.
Wow. How did you find that?
That's why I'm robo-producer.
That's why you are robo-producer. All right. So I want to finalize this with just a quick note in Ephesians 4:29a note. We don't have to call it DDD. Here's what it says. Listen to this. No rotten talk should come from your mouth. Remember I was saying I want to speak better and do a better job? Now, by rotten, it doesn't mean you can't tell a bad joke. That's not what it's talking about.
You're safe.
Or I'd have been in trouble there, right? Right? But what it's really talking about is the same thing that we've talked about on the show time and time again. And that is, you have an opportunity to speak life or to speak death. You just do. And you have that power, the power of life and death. It's in the tongue. That Proverbs 18:21. Or is it 21:18? I forgot. But it doesn't matter. The point is this. Your words can build a person up. And I will tell you, when we were interviewing the kids in that first hour, and I had the chance to tell them that I was proud of them as watching the actions that they took, I am telling you, and I think Heather would testify this in a second, their faces just went bright. I mean, just right in front of me. And it's like, look, you can speak life. You can speak encouragement. You could speak strength. No, it doesn't mean you're always going to say every word perfectly. That's legalism. Stop that. But just be conscious enough to think, I want to speak life more often. I want to speak into a person and build them up. And you can do that with just such a few words. I mean, one of the most underused words or phrases in the world is, I appreciate you. That says so much. Because you're telling the person that you have a love for them. You consider what they do worthwhile. You're communicating many things on that scale. So use your words to be a blessing, to speak life, to speak encouragement. And I'm going to tell you somebody you need to do it to that I've never said on this show before. You need to use your words to speak life to yourself, too. Because sometimes you speak to yourself, it's easy to speak down and to speak out. Speak life about yourself to yourself. That's not a bad idea either. So kind of think of it in those kind of terms. Okay? Okay. It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
It's okay. It's an old bit. What do you want? Okay. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, taking a 22-hour break, and then more Insanity with Spoonanity tomorrow.